Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Gabriel?
Yes.
Hey, we spoke a little bit earlier today in regards to the website. You had me give Aaron a call to teach him how to make changes on the website. So just before I called Aaron, I just did a quick research on the account to make sure we're doing the right thing. And I noticed that you've been with us for a few years now, which means that you're grandfathered into a type of website that currently we no longer use, which means that unfortunately, currently you guys do not have the option to make these changes. However, of course, we can definitely migrate you guys over to our current website version, which will give you guys the ability to make these changes on your own. And also you would get an improved, more modern look website as well, all at the same time. So I'm just giving you a call to see if it's okay with that we migrate you over to this new website version that we have. It's going to be a slightly different looking website, but it's going to be slightly better as well. And of course, at the same time, you guys will have the option to have the web editor option in your Local Splash dashboard.
Okay.
Is that something you're interested in doing?
How much more is it going to cost?
It has no cost, no. So there's no cost at all. This is something that's already part of your service. So it's just simply you giving us the approval of doing that. Since, again, your website will change a little bit, the looks will change a little bit, so we would want you to give us the approval that you actually want that to happen, of course.
Sure. Would I be able to submit new pictures for the website before it's up and running, or do we have to wait until the change is done and then we can update pictures?
So it's better if you wait till the change is done, since you will have a new website, and to not change or mess around with those new pictures you want, it's better for us to wait first. And then after that, you guys can make any changes. I also want to add that whenever you guys want to make changes, you always have us to make those changes for you. You don't necessarily have to make these changes on your own, or Aaron doesn't have to make these changes. We can always do that for you. But if you're still interested in Aaron knowing how to do that, we can still teach him, but that would be after we're done making that change.
Yeah, I just want Aaron to be familiar with the process, since he's one of the salesperson, and he spends a lot of time on the field, so I want him to be familiar on who to call or how to do it himself. So, yeah, once the change is done, let me know, and then we can set up a call with Aaron to go over the changes and procedures.
Good. Okay, so I'll report this over to our website developer so we can start the migration process over to the newer version. Once that's complete, Gabriel, I'll be giving you another call to let you know it's already complete and to make the next step from there.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking this call. You have a good one.
All right, too.
Bye-bye.